or you have to buy it.
Amen.
There's no other way. You can be born into it or you have to buy it. For those that are here, we were born into it because Jesus bought it.
Amen.
He covered both bases.
Amen.
Come on, you got to see this.
Amen.
When he died and was resurrected, he paid for our sins.
Yes.
So we can now stand liberated without the penalty of sin being attached.
Yes.
And then to make sure that he covered us, he said, I need you to be born
again
from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his dear love. So not only did he make sure he bought us our citizenship, but he let us be born again. So we literally have dual citizenship.
Amen.
Yes, we do.
Oh. He covered us. So nobody can say anything to you when they talk about you being a citizen of heaven. Oh,
amen.
Boy. Come on, you got to see this.
Amen.
You're not like a slave. You have rights.
Amen.
A slave has to go to a citizen to get his prayers or his requests heard.
Right.
Oh, boy. So you're missing this, but it's okay. You'll get it on the CD. Get the CD. A slave has to go to a citizen to get his petitions heard.
Yes.
Because you're a citizen, you have right to determine what happens.
Yes.
You have a right to determine what happens in your life.
Yes.
Because a citizen can go to the king.
Yes.
Right.
Come on. Come on. A citizen can stand there with the judge and let the judge know that there are unjust laws.
Amen.
Come on, you got to see this.
Yes.
A citizen can use the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Because he said he'll never leave you. You can talk to him and you can let the Holy Spirit know what's going on and he'll talk back to you. Because he's a person.
Amen.
He's not a thing. He's the greatest person on the earth.
Amen.
He is the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
He is God.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Oh. So he's letting you know, this, what I'm telling you, is from Alpha.
Amen.
Here's your proof. Go to John 7. Come on, you're in John 8. Go back one. Go to John 7. Go to verse 16. I need that flesh to be quiet this morning. John 7, 16. This is Jesus talking again, right?
Yes.
Are you there yet? I'll wait for you.
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
John 7, 16. It says, Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not my own, but his who sent me. Who sent me? Say Alpha.
Alpha.
If anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine. See that? Whether it is from God or whether I speak on my own authority.
Yes.
Come on, you got to see that.
Yes.
Jesus is telling you, I'm here to tell you about a kingdom. The kingdom I'm telling you about, the words, the very words I'm saying to you, they are alphas. They are I am's words. This is how I am does everything. This is the truth. This is the truth. The kingdom of God is within you. You're a slave. You're supposed to be a citizen. You're not living the way you're supposed to live. There are things that are coming against you that you have authority over.
Yes.
But you don't know it because there's a reality. And there's, for some reason, you're taking this reality and you're making it. You're keeping it up and you're doing it. And let me tell you, it's not. It looks like it's facts, but it's not. It's confusing you. Let's start over. I'm going to tell you from Alpha.
Amen.
What's going on with
Amen.
You. I'm going to tell you truth.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you truth from the beginning. I'm going ahead of myself. That's why when they talk to him about divorce, and this is how you can understand if you understand what the Spirit is saying in his revelation to you. That's why when they were talking to him, he was talking to the Pharisees, and they were talking to him first about the resurrection. He said, listen, you don't know the scriptures.
Thank you.
That's what he told them. You misinterpret the scriptures. And then they came to him later. Well, what about divorce? He said it was not so from the beginning. Do you see? He's telling you it was never Alpha's idea for divorce.
Amen.
He said Moses allowed it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of the hardness of your hearts. He said, but I am never allowed it.
Amen.
It was never in I am's plan for divorce for a man and a woman.
Right.
He's telling them all the time. You're going to see this. This is powerful. This is where your mind on about this part tries to tell you what to do. Don't listen to it.
Amen.
You got to speak to it. Anything that comes to challenge what you think you know, listen, truth is the only thing we have that would dispel every fact or every reality.
Yes.
That's all we have.
Amen.
Truth and faith.
Yes.
Got it?
Yes.
And if you don't understand that, you'll listen to this word and you'll let the enemy come and steal it from you before you get out the door, because you'll go back to your reality and what you call your facts.
Yes.
Facts are just facts.
Uh-huh.
Facts are just facts.
Amen.
Anytime in our system, the fallen system, because really facts and reality are fallen truths. They're truths at the lowest level. They're truths at the lowest level. So understand this. Anytime you have something going on in the government system or anything, even with judicial system, the first thing they ask for is the facts. They don't want to talk to anybody that doesn't have a fact. They don't want any hearsay. They don't want anything. If you're on the stand and you're testifying and you say something someone else said, somebody will get up and interrupt. They'll say, I object. That's hearsay. That person is not here to say what they're saying. They'll tell us what they said. None of us were here. So you're hearsaying it. That's how we a lot of times receive the gospel. We receive the gospel as hearsay. You can have somebody standing up giving you the word. You can follow along. But even when you're following, your thinker, your knower, your natural mind is saying, it's just hearsay. That's not real. You got to shut that out today. You got to speak to yourself. You got to let yourself know this is truth. This is why the manifestations are coming in spurts instead of wide open, because maybe it's me stopping them. Maybe the facts weigh more to me than truth. Maybe my faith is more on fact than reality than truth. Could it be? Come on, could it be? I'm not saying it is. I'm saying, but could it be? John 3:31. We're talking about our King. We're almost done. Isn't that amazing? Glory to God. Not going to do a long, long one today. We know you want to get to your restaurants for Mother's Day and all that stuff and do all that stuff. And we're not going to let, you know, hold you, because we're definitely going to worship our King today. Amen. Every day you need to worship him. Yes. John chapter 3, verse 31. This is a very simple foundation today. This is Jesus. This is what he said. He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. Yes. See that? Yes. He who comes from heaven is above all. Yes. Now watch this. That word from above, and we're going to put that in there in the Greek, that word from above, it's A-N-O-T-H-E-N. A-N-O-T-H-E-N. It's pronounced anothen. I apologize. It's anothen. It's not anothen. It's anothen. Anothen. From above in the Greek is the word anothen, A-N-O-T-H-E-N. Now watch this. This is powerful. It means from the beginning and very first. From the beginning and very first. So watch what he's saying. He who comes from the beginning and very first is above all. See that? He who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all. So he's telling them. That's why later on in the gospel, when they would ask him who he was, he said, I've been telling you all the time. Listen, when we're reading this now, we're reading it as the interpreters got in there and they took the words that were Greek, Hebrew, Latin, Aramaic, and they brought them together and they put them in English language so we as English speaking people could go back and read the word and say, oh, that's what they mean, that's what they mean. But when Jesus was speaking to them, he was speaking in Aramaic and they understood every word he was saying. You got to understand this. When he was saying he who was above all, he was not saying it like I'm saying. He was saying exactly what the meaning was. And when he was saying he who was from the very beginning, the very first, that's what he was saying to them. That's what they heard, because they knew what he was saying because they spoke the language. Yeah. So when he was saying, I'm above all, I'm the very first, I'm from the beginning, they were like, oh, you're comparing yourself to God. Do you see? Yeah. That's what they were saying. He was not reading how we were reading. Yeah. He was reading and they understood what he was saying, that he was saying, I am. Yeah. That's what they understood him to say. He said, well, why do you stone me? They said, we don't stone you from the works. We stone you because you say you're the Son of God. Yeah. Why? Because you're telling us you're from the beginning.
Yes, amen.
That's what's going on. But he's telling them the truth. That's why later on he said, I'm not like you. He said, if I deny myself, I'll be a liar like you.
Right.
Isn't that what he told him?
Yes.
So understand this. We're talking truth. Truth is not what you thought it was. It's not just something that appeared. Truth is literally from where? The beginning. And who truth is it?
God.
I am. Alpha. It's his truth. Now you got to understand, if it was from the beginning, was there any other truth at that time?
No.
Was there?
No.
Say no loud.
No.
So if there was no other truth, then anything that exists outside of what God has called truth is not truth. It's a fact. That's all it is. And since it's a fact, if you attach your faith to it, it now becomes what? Reality. But watch. Reality is a lower form of faith. Your faith was never meant to attach to facts or reality. Your faith was meant to engage in the supernatural and bring supernatural into supernatural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ah, I want you to get this. You are a supernatural being.
Amen.
Got it? God is supernatural.
Yes.
God is spirit.
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes.
What are you?
Spirit.
You are a three-part being.
Yes.
Spirit, soul, and body. Right?
Yes.
We have the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Do you agree?
Yes.
Are you with me now?
Yes.
So watch. When he made us, he didn't make us in this realm. He made us in eternity.
Yes.
And he made us from himself.
Yes.
Got it? So everything he was doing in that realm and in eternity is truth. So we were brought forth in what? Truth. And all we ever knew was what? Truth. And so since we were in truth when the fall took place, what came in were facts.
Yes.
And since we couldn't communicate the way we used to, we began to advance in the sense of our flesh instead of our spirit, because the spiritual connection was now, the umbilical cord was cut. And so, but we still had faith.
Yeah.
Our faith never left us. It was just now a lower level.
Amen.
Got it?
Yes.
Well, we had to work for our faith.
Yes.
So Adam had to work, but he still had faith, or he wouldn't have worked.
Yes, sir.
Come on, you got to see this. Even though he was put out in the garden, God said, by the sweat of your brow, you shall convince the earth to give forth or bring fruit for you. So when he told him that, he would go dig because of what God said, believing that it would give fruit once he saw sweat. Got it? So he would sweat. So his work was faith. Come on, you got it? So he was working because he had faith still in what God had said. Because he knew him from the beginning. Are you seeing that?
Yes.
So since he knew him from the beginning, he knew that even if he wasn't where he was, if God said it, it was going to happen.
Yes.
And now the battle was, when God says something, now the facts are in front of me, which can be a reality because I can attach my faith to this and make it my reality. Not God's reality, my reality. Are you seeing that?
Yes.
Since it's my reality, when the truth comes, it looks like I'm free, but I'm literally in bondage. And so Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Because your faith is too much attached to facts, which is making it your reality. It's no one else's reality. It's only yours.
Yes.
You got to see this. Poverty is not everybody's reality.
No, it isn't.
Sickness and disease is not everybody's reality.
No, it isn't.
Come on, you got to see this. The mindset of feeling like you're going to grow old and you're decrepit, that's not everybody's reality. That's your reality because your faith has been attached to that fact. And once you attach it, it gives birth to reality. Come on, you got to see this. That's why James says faith without works. Well, what's the works? Come on, because we don't have to work like Adam anymore. What is the works? You got to know that. The works is the what? Word. Say word. Word of God. Attaching your faith. Before, watch this. You're going to catch this. Let's say you were looking for a job. This is the easiest way, and I'm going to move forward. Before, if you had to look for a job, you had to go out and meet everybody, talk to people, do all this, do your resume, I'm talking in the fallen state.
Thank you for joining us today at Kingdom Ministries International. You can visit us online at kingdomfamilies.online. or call us at 754-229-5641. We would love to hear from you. Remember, the kingdom of God is within you.